Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We say hello to our buddy Alan Bell, CBS Sportsline. Talk a little football, sports betting with him. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, my man. You doing okay?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good. You know, last weekend was really, really good from a betting standpoint. Because I thought college football, it was such a great board. The NFL was okay. This week is not so much for college football, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree, man. It's funny. I was just talking with Chip Patterson, the guy I work with over at CBS Sports, and dude, he said the exact same thing that you just did. You know, he was talking about how week 9, you know, this week in college football, it's a little bit of a trap week, and to be careful because there's a lot of big spreads in games that, you know, are normally big rivalry games. So yeah, I feel you, man. There's some traps out there for sure.
Well, let's start with one of those big spreads in a rivalry game that's taking place in East Tennessee. Tennessee, the third-ranked team in the country, laying 12 points at home against Kentucky. Kentucky at 5-2. Now, they had a couple of mix-ups or hiccups, I should say, but I still think that's a pretty good football team. It's a lot of points, but I am kind of leaning laying the 12 because I just think Tennessee's offense is that good.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. Now, first off, 12's a weird number, right? But anything under 13, I would say lean Tennessee because I agree with you. You're looking at the fastest team in the SEC in Tennessee against the slowest scoring team in the SEC in Kentucky. Now, I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm with you. I love Mark Stoops. I think, you know, everything that he's done at Kentucky has been fantastic. And they've dealt with some injuries for sure. Not only, you know, for Will Levis, but at the offensive line position as well. So, the problem is that if Tennessee does what Tennessee does and scores often, like, I just don't see a way that Kentucky can keep up because kind of the same thing with Florida and Georgia, which I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, Kentucky running the football is actually going to hurt them later in the game and it'll help Tennessee. So I would say take Tennessee with the points. I think your best bet is probably Tennessee first quarter, you know, around 3.5. Tennessee's outscored opponents 96-24 in the first quarter of games this season.
There's a couple of other games that intrigue me. Notre Dame getting 2.5 on the road at Syracuse. Syracuse had that tough one against Clemson, which, I mean, look, they were right there. They covered.
Yeah.
Thought they could win outright. What do you think about that one?
Man, you know what? Look, I'm going to say this. I'm rolling with Syracuse. Like, I thought that last week, even though they lost the game, like, Syracuse proved more to me last week than any other games they had this season, and they've had a terrific season. Like, this is a for-real football team. Like, they can play, they're tough, and they're not afraid to fight, right? And, look, Notre Dame is not who Notre Dame usually is. I'll roll Syracuse. Like, I'll take them. If you're giving to me under 3, yeah, man, I'll take Syracuse on that.
Yeah, I like that one, too. There's one tonight that East Carolina has been kind of intriguing this year. You know, last week they were 5.5 dogs, I think it was. They won outright. They're getting 3.5 tonight on the road in Provo at BYU. Now, that's a tough place to play, but I don't think this is the same BYU that we've seen in the past. So what do you think about that one?
Yeah, dude, like, I think this could be, like, the most difficult line to play all weekend in a game that, like, nobody's really, like, paying attention to, you know, all things considered. But you're right, dude, like, Provo, you know, anytime you're going, you know, west, especially mountain west, like, those areas do get very, very difficult. But you're right, man. Like, BYU's not the same team that we're used to. It used to be physical, run the football, just pound you, beat you up, play good defense, right? Which is, I mean, just tough to deal with whoever you're playing, wherever you're playing. But I don't think they're the same. And East Carolina, man, like, they just keep going and keep going. I'm with you. Like, give me, I know it's kind of wild taking the points, like, on the road, but I'll roll with ECU. I'll take them for sure.
My man. And then one more on my end for college, and then I'll let Derek go with the pros. But Cincinnati, and I've seen this at 2, I've seen it at 1.5, getting points, the 20th-ranked team, only lost one game on the road at UCF. I know UCF is 5-2, but I also don't think this is the same UCF we've seen in years past. So what do you think about that one at 2:30 tomorrow?
Dude, I don't think this is the same UCF team week to week.
No.
Like, you just don't know what you're going to get with them, right? And the hard part is that when UCF is on and Malzahn has it going, like, they could put 55 on you quickly, right? But when they're off, buddy, it is bad, really, really bad. So, this one's tough. I don't have a great feel either way, but, if I were forced to play it one way or the other, give me Cincinnati. Like, they're proven. They're more consistent. I can trust what I see. If I lose the bet, I lose the bet. But I'll roll with a team that is consistent week in and week out because you just can't trust UCF.
Now, the game I'm looking at in the NFL, the Patriots and the Jets. The Jets have been on a roll. Their defense is playing well. The Patriots have been struggling. But yet and still, the Patriots are favored to win this by 2.5.
Man, right? Like, okay, so they're going to start Mac Jones,
mm-hmm.
All right? Like, and you know better than anybody, right? Like, man, like I feel like Mac Jones is going to come in ready to go. We'll see how that goes. The Jets, obviously, like you said, have been on their game, but losing Breece Hall, obviously that hurts. They make the trade, for Robinson, for the running back from Jacksonville. But, how much is he really going to factor into this one here? This one's tough. I'll take the Patriots under 3, but, oh, man, it's just brutal. But I'll say this. Belichick can have his way with Zach Wilson, and if that thing could go south quickly, they can pounce. I'll take New England here. I don't feel great about it, but I'll take New England here.
We're talking about Alan Bell, CBS Sports Line. Another one. The Giants have to be the worst 6-1 team in the National Football League. They go up against Seattle, and I know it's out in Seattle, and that's a hard place to play. But they're a 3-point dog, a team that's 6-1 going against a team that's 4-3. And this Giants team with Saquon Barkley has been tremendous this season. But yet, and still, they find themselves more times than not as an underdog.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you this. This is how you play it. I played this last week with the Giants, too. The New York Giants play the exact same game every week, every single week, right? Like, they'll start a little bit slow, and they scored a little bit against Jacksonville last week in the first half. But I'll fade them in the first half, and I'll take them in the second half. Now, with Seattle, like, we got to give Pete Carroll some credit out there. Like, everybody dogged him and made fun of him, when they traded Russell Wilson. They're like, dude, you got Geno Smith. Like, what are you going to do? And he has been – I mean, Geno's done his thing. And the Seahawks have done their thing. And Kenneth Walker running the football, he is an absolute stud. Give me Seattle on this one because I think Kenneth Walker and I think Geno Smith, like, if you're getting them at home, yeah, man, like, that's a long trip. And Seattle, like, they don't beat themselves. Like, that's the big thing. They don't beat themselves. So I'll take the Seahawks on that.
Go green, go white.
Yes, sir.
Alan Bell is with us. So, Alan, one thing that Mike Vrabel jumped out to say to everybody on Wednesday was how well the Texans have played in the first 3 quarters. He said that they've outscored people by 20 overall during the season in quarters 1-3. That doesn't help you necessarily win football games, but from a gambling angle, I heard you talk about first quarter, first half. Have you noticed that trend?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Texans and the Jaguars pretty much play the exact same style, and here's why they're dangerous. Because they're not – They all understand what time it is. They're not playing to win, to win a Super Bowl. And I'm not saying that as a negative. What I'm saying is this, is that the coaching style, kind of, if you watch that Florida-Tennessee game and you saw Florida just going for it on fourth down, right, like playing nothing to lose, that's how they play. That's how Jacksonville plays, and it's tough to deal with because if you get fourth and two, it's tough to stop those, man. So that's why. Now, they don't have the roster. They don't have the team. That's why, they kind of, fall apart in the fourth quarter, say through Jacksonville, because you just don't have the horses yet. But Davis Mills is a good quarterback, man. Like, Houston could do some things. I'll say this. I like Tennessee in this game. I think Tennessee handles their business in this game. But that being said, I think when the Jaguars and the Titans play, I think the Jaguars could give the Titans some serious fits just because it's such an unconventional style, and Doug Peterson legitimately will go. If it's less than 4th and 7, he's going, right? And dealing with that over and over and over becomes an issue. So I think Tennessee handles their business against Houston. But Jacksonville, like, Tennessee's a better team. It's just weird, weird matchups. But yeah, like, long story short, 100%, man. They're tough to deal with the first 3 quarters because they just do unconventional things.
You see so many bizarre things every Sunday. Carolina just blowing out the Buccaneers with the third-string quarterback. There's always a couple of those. So what are your rules of thumb from a gambling standpoint to avoid the minefield that we get every Sunday?
Yeah, like, I'll tell you this, man, and especially, like, pretty much after, like, kind of like the COVID period, just using that, you know, as, like, the time frame, like, both college and NFL, it's legitimately week to week. Now, the NFL's always been that way, right? It's all about matchups, you know, coaching styles, et cetera. But, like, seriously, it is a week-to-week game. So what you saw last week, like, yeah, like, take some of that into effect. But the way that the styles of, you know, offenses versus defenses, offensive lines versus defensive lines, et cetera, like, it could be a completely different league. And you look at it, you're like, what am I watching? Like, this doesn't make sense because there's parity in the NFL. Like, there's like maybe two teams that are truly great, and then everybody else is not that much different from the others, right? So, yeah, like, that's my biggest thing is don't go off to, like, you know, kind of the emotions and preconceptions that you have in your head. Like, take a look at the numbers because you'll see some things that will pop out and you're like, well, this doesn't make sense in my head, but this could happen, and generally usually does.
He is Alan Bell from CBS Sportsline. Rick wanted me to tell you he's fading you on Syracuse. So,
big Rick.
Notre Dame is undefeated as an underdog, so that's where he's going.
There you go on that, man. Like, that, I mean, see, that was tough, too. Like how long we had to ride Syracuse, right? Like, they continue to do this. Yeah, that's it. Watch again.
Well, appreciate the time as always, Alan. We'll do it again soon.
Man, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.